Cat is out the bag. We've spoiled the entire season four, part four. How many fucking parts are we?
Who fucking knows? They pissed me off with that shit.
Yeah, Attack on Titan. Them niggas is gonna.
They better give me the best animation from episode whenever they come back and finish it. I need like the best quality you got if you're gonna make me wait this long.
Bro, them niggas, I'm not gonna lie to you. Them niggas at MAPPA might not be able to. We're gonna get a news report that's like the mass death that happened at that fucking company. Cause them niggas gotta make Vinland Saga season two, Jujutsu Kaisen season two, Chainsaw Man, Attack on Titan part eight. Niggas in the trenches.
Overworking the fuck out of their staff. Jesus.
Them niggas haven't seen their families in fucking 6 months. Them niggas is, god damn it. Okay. I'm trying to think, like, you guys, did we all watch Game of Thrones?
Yes.
You remember Reek from Game of Thrones? That's what all the MAPPA draw animators look like. They're fucking bosses that beat the shit out of them. Them niggas got shot. Oh,
damn.
They're still wearing the same clothes they wore when they arrived on the day one. Them niggas haven't been allowed to shower. They're like, yeah, nigga, have a piece of moldy bread and get back to fucking work. So, I hope.
Salute to those people. They deserve all the credit. They deserve a raise.
To be honest, I think that
they have to be one of the highest paid.
No, they're not. No.
No?
Yeah, no. It's unfortunate, but anime is actually like known for horribly abusing their staffs to get the shows out in reasonable amount of time. They're not paid well either. It's very bad. It's straight up for the love of the game that they do it.
Somebody's got to do it.
So we're heroes. We're not all heroes wear capes, bro.
Nah, I'm
how do all heroes get paid?
If I had it my way, I would be perfectly fine waiting a little longer on animes so that we don't have to get like,
yeah,
because right now, like, to be honest, we're oversaturated. Them niggas drop like 20 shows a season, and I don't know, you start to
think about their well-being and be like, it's okay to slow down, like, I understand,
but money printer has to go burn, nigga. They just got to keep going. So
like right now it's like a lull period. Like there's not really that many big name animes. I mean, there's some good animes there. I like Spy Family and shit, but like there's not like those traditional
shonens.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. It's that we don't have a, yeah, I know what you mean. Like the thing that everyone's talking to.
That might be worse because maybe this is the period where they're all working.
I was going to say, absolutely. I feel like the winter,
I think we talked about this too. We were talking about like all the animes that we haven't seen in a minute, and I was just like, yo, what happened to ReZero, or what happened to fucking all these shows? Like, they have to be coming back at some point. They're gonna smack us in the mouth with some fucking heat, and
they are. I know with ReZero specifically, it's a weird one because I don't think it has a manga, it's like a light novel. I'm not 100% what the difference is there, but not everything is in English translated. So I feel like, I don't know. JoJo's has the same problem because JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, in Japan, they don't give a shit, but that shit has so much copyright, it's not even funny. The niggas can't even print it in the United States like that.
I bet.
It's
so egregious.
It's amazing.
Especially in the early seasons, bro. They didn't give a fuck.
In part seven, there is one character whose name is, his stand name is Hey Ya, as a reference to the Outkast song. And in part eight, Born This Way, the Lady Gaga song.
I remember you told me that one. That's fucking.
Bro, this nigga loves American music and he puts it in his manga. And I
respect it. I just wish, but you gotta understand how this shit works. Like, you can't just straight up call a nigga a song. Like, you can't.
Yeah, he does it so many times. He does it so many times.
I know you like in the Pillar Men, one of them was ACDC.
Yep. Speedwagon.
Yeah, Speedwagon. That's
Speedwagon is straight up a band. Or what is it? Yeah, I think you know what's funny? I think it's supposed to be Rem Speedwagon and they change it for the translations. But either way, it's just everything. Dio is a band, and that's the main villain for like three parts. Everything's
the most diabolical villain there is.
Crazy Diamond is the You're on part four, right?
Yeah, I just started.
Crazy Diamond is a Pink Floyd song, I believe.
Which I just started listening to. Them niggas were good.
Yeah, bro. I mean, I always saw niggas walk. I was like, man.
I always heard of them. Yeah, I just never listened to any of that shit.
Same. JoJo's has forced me to listen to music I wouldn't necessarily.
Because that's what I'm about to say. Because fucking Roundabout, I played that shit OD when I first heard it. And that's what led me to that Pink Floyd song and shit. So that's why, I'm like, these dudes are leading me to good music that I just never listened to.
JoJo's is one of the greatest animes ever made. And if you're not watching it, start. That's all I'm going to say.
I'll tell you, they put you on some heat, man. Roundabout is one of the best songs from start to finish. And it came out in the fucking, I think it came out in the 80s.
Bro.
Add to my list then. So I haven't started JoJo's yet.
Bro, it's a classic. Bro, and
get through the first part and you're fucking flying through it of the story. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's funny.
It's hilarious. It's so funny.
It's very funny.
It has like an, if I'm not mistaken, has a new main character like every season, right?
Yes.
Technically, yes.
Kinda.
So it's all about the Joestar family, and usually the season is about like a different member.
Okay. And
old members still show up.
Okay.
So you're not like
the best one is Joseph, though. Joseph is the best one.
Yeah.
Hands down. That nigga's the GOAT. He's done it all, seen it all.
Joseph he's the second member of the family that you'll meet, and he's a favorite. I love Joseph. He's so
funny. No, isn't he a third? Didn't they skip a generation?
Yeah, but he gets like off screen killed, so I don't count him. That's John. Like, that's there's a
yeah, that's
like,
why I know like no one counts, but it's like
I think it's really Jonathan, George, Joseph, and like we don't talk about George because that nigga got put in the backwood, like no one off screen and not by nobody who's like a real
it was just either. A quick narration, boom, all right, this person dead, blah blah blah. We're not even gonna talk about him. That's just so, that's what happened to him.
And it was such a like not a boring death, but it was like. Yeah, man, that nigga was—he went out to go get milk one day, and that nigga saw a vampire eating a baby in an alleyway, and that was it. That nigga got packed up. He was a witness. That was it. But
that's a tough way to go out.
Yeah, it is tough. But fellas, what are we talking about this week? We need to focus up.
VV
of the Fluoride Eye song.
Holy shit, it's been such a long time since we recorded. You're not going to have to refresh my memory on it.
That's perfectly fine.
I need a refresher too.
No.
So, I know it's a great show, but the details in each episode, I do not read. You're going to have to.
Don't worry, I can help you out with that, my friends. Why don't, because it's been a while since we recorded. We're not here to be right. Welcome everybody, we've been on hiatus. So we've been starting a new show, VV of the Fluoride Eye Song. Now, to anyone who's never heard of that and is like, damn, that's a mouthful of a fucking name, what the fuck is it? Pretty much, it's about this AI robot that it's about one AI robot traveling back in time to work with another robot to stop the robot uprising and the death of all of humanity. That is the simplest way I can explain it.
And the bitch's main service was just to be a singer.
Yes, that's the other thing.
Her main purpose was just and to sing.
The robot that... So he goes back in time and he has to work with Vivi, our main character, because she is one of the few robots that survives the entirety of the of that time era that he needs to affect and rewrite history. And so that's why he links up with her. Now, first episode, it's like, hey, I'm Vivi, I'm the robot, I don't believe you're from the future. And then she like saves a politician who's about to get blown up. Episode two, their relationship develops a bit. This is all sounding familiar to you guys.
Yeah,
I'm following you.
She runs down on some terrorists who are like anti-AI, want to stop AIs from like progressing, which I agree, I completely support them, not gonna lie.
It's the first episode where she gets busy too, right?
Yes, this is the first. So this nigga downloads how to be like Bruce Lee into this bitch's head, and she just starts putting the paws on niggas.
Yeah,
she
loves shit like that.
It's very.
I don't want to see you train to be this good. Just all right, boob. That makes sense. Now let me just see you work, like,
bro. She, cause she's a robot. Her body, like, it's just all kill shots. There is no excessive movements. It is what is the quickest way I can take down my combatant in front of me, and it's amazing. I love it so much.
Yeah.
The animation is clean during these fights too.
Yes.
And so episode two, she saves homeboy, the politician. He doesn't get executed, but because he doesn't get executed, it's weird. His death inspires a law that helps to progress human AI relationships, but because he doesn't get executed, they don't need to pass the law. And so that's like the first arc, two episodes. Oh, and the ending of that arc, completely forgot this in the first episode. The main character's name is Diva, but a little girl calls her Vivi. And that little girl dies in episode two on an airplane, and the Vivi knew it was going to happen because of her time traveling robot friend, and she goes to try and stop that airplane crash, and this nigga beats the dog shit out of her and prevents her from it. And he's just like, no bitch, that's not what we're here to do. We're not here to save every human life. We're here to stop the full-blown, you know, robot uprising. And it was, you know, it's very sad. It's a sad existence, and it's not an easy job. Now, these next two episodes, because I've noticed with the shows that they do like two episodes. There are time skips like a motherfucker. Because it's like 6 years later. And then it's like episode three. And this the time traveling robot shows up and is like, hey, bitch, you miss me? And he's like, where have you been? And he's just like, you know. No historical event. I went into power saver mode. But we're here. We're lit. And we got to stop a space hotel from crashing into like a major city and killing it. And this arc, I like a lot.
Because
you get.
That's the.
The hotel arc.
One, right? Yeah.
Yep. So, again. Two episodes. This anime is real short, 13 episodes in total. And so they only dedicate like two episodes to any one given arc. And so in this one, Vivi meets another AI whose purpose is to like care for people or to do something with all your heart, tries to empathize and get close to her.
I love that they all have like simple tasks too.
Yes. Glad you brought that up. They explained that in the first episode. They were like, we tried to make an AI that was like super advanced that could do everything. We like trained an AI to be a programmer. And then we tried to make it take care of a baby. That shit did not go well. we try to train program an AI to take care of a baby. Then it degraded it. And then we try to make it stop a fire. And that shit also did not go well. So one AI, one job. And in this one, I like this, but pretty much they thought, if we take two AIs and raise them exactly the same, will we get the same AI? They pretty much did one of those twin experiments that like the Nazis were famous for doing in World War II, where they were like, if I cut off the right hand of this twin, will the other twin feel it? I don't know, nigga, let's figure it out.
Wow. One way to find out.
So they did some shit like that, like where they experiment on two of the same. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, oh yeah, turns out that shit does not work. And she's like, what happened to my sister? Oh, we threw that bitch out. Don't worry about her.
Straight up. Yeah.
She's in the junkyard somewhere. And those terrorists from the first two episodes come back and they find her body, reprogram her, or give her a new purpose. She's dedicated to these niggas. And they try to crash that ship, and they succeed in crashing it, but it doesn't hit the city. but it also gives us a clean ass fucking fight between two combat programmed AI robots.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta say, I love this show.
And the soundtrack with it, amazing.
Bro, the soundtrack for the opening. I be watching that shit and this during the opening, homegirl singing to you, and then you see the passage of time, the hundreds of years that she's singing at you, and her outfit changes. And I was like, damn, this shit got me ready to watch this fucking show. I'll be watching this shit like da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That should be
getting OP hyped. Pretty much is the one, like, that's the attention setter. Like, all right, let's. Well, now it's time to watch, nigga. Like, you're about to experience something. And it's pretty much supposed to get you prepared, and that it does exactly that. It gets me ready. I'm like, all right, let's go, let's do it. Like, and I love how every time they do it, it's like it's either a performance that leads into the intro and shows all the graphics and everything, mm-hmm. or it's just a song that's playing. But it's her, and she ends up singing it multiple times in the episodes. That's like her main song.
Yes, like the theme song in for the opening is also in the show. Like, niggas be like, oh, we love that song too. Yeah. Diva sings it. And
I never get tired of it.
I don't either. And that, now that we're talking about the opening, you know, the theme song for the show, we can talk about how that connects into the next two episodes, which another banger of an arc. Where the AI factory on some island, I don't know. They just said, we're going to build an island where AIs run the entire thing and they build a city, develop and advance themselves. No problems there. Obviously the terrorists are like, yeah, we're going to blow that bitch up. And I forgot I can't remember exactly what they had to do. I think they're going to blow it up and the terrorists want to blow it up too. And it's just like,
that was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I remember. And then it turns out like the doctor that, okay, the doctor was helping the terrorists, but it turns out he was like, I'm not trying to blow up the island. I fell in love with an AI who they reprogrammed to be the core of that island. And it's a funny thing because like we were just saying, like not even 2 minutes ago, AIs can only have one task. They found, I think, like they reworded it. They were like, you will be taking care of humanity. That was like her original mission, is to take care of humans. They're like,
yeah,
but your new job to take care of humans is to run this island. And it like wasn't a bit, because the original rule was so vague, it was easy enough to reprogram
her. Yeah, to change it,
to repurpose her. Honestly, the nigga falling in love with an AI, go touch some bitches, nigga. That's honestly all I gotta
say. Yeah, this is very sus, bro.
I'm not gonna lie.
You're going this hard for this? Like you're willing to do all this just for to marry an AI? Like, this is ridiculous.
And you know, I shouldn't talk shit. I really shouldn't. I feel
for like anybody else. I'm like, even if you fall in love with AI, if they, all right, we're gonna make her the core of this island. All right, well, damn, that sucks. And now it's almost like I'm not gonna do all this that he's trying to do. I'm not trying to overthrow a whole fucking. I don't even know what that area is called. Like, it was just, it's so massive. The whole island
was called like the Rift or the Barge or something. But it was just an island factory run completely by AI. It was just not the move.
But yeah,
it gave me my favorite diva moments, because this girl turns up in those two episodes where she's on that island. First, you know, the robots are singing her song, by the way. They're singing her song, and she listens to it and is just like, nigga, that's not singing. This is just like old junk data being regurgitated. It's not the same as me, yada yada. And I've got what's it called? The Singularity Project. She's like, I've got to carry out the Singularity Project. Doctor's like, nah, I don't want AI, stop her. Backwood breaks that bitch's neck, one move, turns around, walks out the door, and turns up with this the other AI from the future, Mashimoto, something like that. Masamoto. And they have this amazing jet flying sequence with the opening playing in the background. She, again, just sick.
That's probably my favorite spot or like scene of the show so far was that.
Yeah, it's amazing. I have gone to the gym and I'll put that song on in my headphones while I'm lifting.
Oh, 1,000.
And I think of that scene specifically when this bitch is flying around on her fucking, on her jet propelled
cue. 1,000%. I would do the same thing.
I also love how when she finally comes face to face with the AI, that's the core of it, and it's just like battle mode on, and then like the music is playing and she straight up punches a hole in her chest. Vivi don't play around.
You don't fuck around, bro.
She don't fuck around.
She gets fucking busy.
Yeah, bro. For in what you very cutesy like looking design, very like, oh, this is cute. This girl looks.
And she gives you a warning, bro. She'll straight up tell you like, listen, stand down. You don't got to do this, like, because I will I will end you.
She gives everyone a fair warning.
And they always think it's sweet, and yeah. They gotta pay for that.
Yeah, she's like fucking Bruce Banner. You won't like me when I'm angry.
Bro, I don't even say that because she's not, I swear she's not angry. She'd be doing that.
She's really not.
No, she's completely focused on her mission.
Yeah, she's calm as hell.
Nah, she reminds me of like fuck. I don't know, like Greed from Full Metal Alchemist when he went to go beat the shit out of some regular soldiers. He's like, I'm an immortal. Undying super weapon. If you have a family, the nigga shows up to the battlefield. Goes, if you have a family, if you have a girlfriend, if you have anyone that cares about you, please just go home now. And women too, because I don't beat the shit out of women. He was like, and he just turns up on these niggas. I love that shit. That's how
they're so politely and everything. Yeah,
Vivi is just like, listen, please, everyone, go home. We don't have to fight. Everyone's like, no, we do. And she's like, well. I have these hands and they're rated E for everyone. I don't discriminate. And I'm gonna and immediately they be throwing no back, remorse. They be fighting the whole time. They're like, God damn, why did I think I could win this? They're like, did she just judo kick me? Did she just perform an axe kick, nigga? God damn. She gets active and I love it. Great show, and I can't wait to see how it goes.
Yeah.
From here. Other shit that we want to talk about. Right now, it's time for me to plug the Celtics are in the playoffs. Didn't think we'd be here. NBA conference finals. And not the conference finals, just the NBA finals. We fucking won the NBA finals, conference finals. And right now, what, 2-1 Warriors are up. I need everyone.
Isn't it 2-2?
It's 2-2.
2-2, you're right. I'm not good at numbers. 2-2. And
as we are recording this, obviously.
As we are, yeah. The next game is tomorrow. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, I know. And I'm just anxious. And I need everyone listening to this podcast to send their energy, like the spirit bomb in Dragon Ball Z, to send that shit straight to ball. Actually, it's in Golden State this time, right?
Yeah,
everyone send that shit to the Celtics. Them niggas need it. And I know most of America hates the Celtics. Don't know why.
I don't listen.
It's a Boston.
Yeah, there's quite a few Celtic fans out and about. I'm just saying. I've seen
out there.
You see some hood ass niggas loving the Celtics, bro. I thank Gucci Mane for that, because nigga, if you see Gucci Mane, he's always at the Celtics game. All green. I guess he's a Celtics fan too, or he just loves coming up. Like, who would just love coming to Boston just to catch the game? Like, he's always in Boston.
Yeah, and maybe he is real deal Celtics fan.
I'm convinced. He's been doing this for years.
That is true. I do see courtside pictures of that nigga all the time.
Rocking the jerseys, he'd be wearing all green. His lady be wearing all green. They was just fucking.
I feel, okay, this is going to sound stupid, but I feel like he's a Celtics fan because he loves the color green.
Listen, that's okay.
Yeah.
If you're willing to go to Boston for that specific reason alone, salute to you, man. That's commitment. I wouldn't, if that was the only reason why I'm the fan of the team, I wouldn't go all the way to Boston for that.
Yeah, I mean, rich person shit, but you know, I know what you mean.
You're like, why aren't you a Hawks fan, for crying out loud? Like, that makes more sense than, but he's always in Boston, so I don't know.
Because the Hawks are ass, bro. Man, fuck the Hawks.
Damn, I struck a chord.
Nah, it's the Atlanta Hawks. This nigga hates Trae Young. Nah, Trae Young's straight, bro, but like, them niggas is not winning a chip.
It's because Atlanta locked up Young Thug, huh?
Nah, that's crazy. Yeah, we do need to talk about that. Them niggas got down with a Rico. And done. I'm so sad because I'm so certain this nigga is going to jail forever.
Yeah.
They said that they were like, yeah, so the murder happened. And then somebody, like 20 minutes later, someone's calling Young Thug's phone, like, yeah, I did it. And I got the gun here too.
Remember that nigga you told me to see? I saw him.
Exactly. Like, yeah, remember on March 3rd, you ordered me to kill him on March 5th. you said he was going to be at the baby shower, so I caught him at the gas station down the road from it. Yep, it's done. I shot him 13 times. You can the coroner can confirm it for us later.
He said, my Cash App is this.
Yep, send it here directly, and remember to CC it for the murders. And because it's a RICO, the niggas, like the low-level niggas, are just flipping on people who are above them, which is how RICOs operate. And it's just like, everyone's snitching. Because if not, because they're charging everyone with the same crime across the board. It's just like, no, you are also going down for running the YSL cartel. And it's like, nigga, I was the driver. Oh, yeah? What did you drive them to? Murders.
Yo, that shit is wild. Like that is really crazy. And to like, it's crazy, but it's not at the same time, because like the whole story of Young Thug is like he was running his block when he was like 14. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense and shit, but obviously like it's a terrible outcome.
It makes sense, but to me the part that kills me is that like, nigga, you didn't stop.
That's what I'm saying.
You were like,
I'm the only one who's like, everyone's being like, oh damn, like I love Young Thug too, but I'm like, damn, nigga, you could have stopped at any point. You didn't have to keep doing this shit,
bro. Did we all watch The League, the FX show?
Yeah, I watched it.
I think all the time about the scene where where the nigga the lawyers and how they like negotiated some nigga only getting like 15 years for robbing like 3 convenience stores. Mm-hmm. And that nigga was just like, nigga, I stole a candy bar this morning. I didn't go to 3 other stores and do it there too. And I think that about Young Thug. It was like, yeah, you killed like 15 people when you were like 18. You can stop. You don't have to keep going.
You don't have to keep killing people. Like that's not the way to handle things, especially when you have all this fame and money.
But you watched Gucci Mane go away for 4 or 5 years, however many, and he left you the keys to his studio and everything. That didn't put up a wake up call on you that the feds are watching, nothing at all. Like, this is all fine. Okay.
Well, I be saying this to people all the time who, like, cause I don't understand it. Like, at some point, you have to not distance yourself, because I understand that's your life. Like, you grew up in that lifestyle. Like Trace has been running his bike since 14. So obviously, that's in your blood. But damn, bro, like, look at where you at. Look at what you have. Look at all the people you put in position. Like, this one RICO will fuck all that up.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what's happening.
The whole point of the game is to get out.
Exactly.
And he was always big on, like, at least in what he's saying in interviews and shit. The whole point of, you know, kind of what he was doing was to put his niggas on and, like, build a team and make everybody successful. But the shit that he was involved in, at least, I don't see how he was going to accomplish that. Like,
yes, like, you know, I agree, but it's just like, I don't know. He went about it in a horrible way.
Yeah.
I also can't speak, though, because, like, I don't know how to tell you to fix it. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what was the alternative for you?
Exactly. It's a whole different environment out there. Like, it's...
I mean... we can look at Chief Keef as an example. Not to say that they're the same or Chief Keef was the head of some shit, but Chief Keef got on, moved to LA, and hasn't been back to Chicago since.
This is true.
He got into paintballing and shit. Like,
yeah. Not Young Thug, definitely.
And he's still alive and willing and able to rap again if he ever wants to, which is the point.
I definitely understand why you wouldn't leave the South, because I'm not gonna lie, property values are dirt fucking cheap there.
Hell yeah.
I wouldn't. Have you seen this nigga Birdman and Rick Ross's house? Them niggas live in castles.
Rick Ross's crib is Rick Ross's crib is like everything I aspire. My like that's like the dream house.
That nigga Rick Ross has to like he walks around with like a fucking he drives around his complex, but he has like a shotgun holstered in it because that nigga got like bears and fucking mountain lions in his fucking backyard. Because that nigga really just has like acres.
Amazing.
But yeah, shit, same thing, you know, Thug and them could have did like you can stay in the same location. That don't mean you're accessible.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We really don't know. It could have been like the cards could have been stacked against him. He never stood a chance. Because remember, didn't they raid J. Cole's house? For fucking because they thought he was a fucking drug dealer.
Yeah, that song is real. Yeah, they was thinking of selling dope.
I've seen the video and it's just insane to me because I'm just like, oh wait, that's I was gonna say you could listen to the songs and that nigga's never he's not really talking about selling dope. Young Thug does, and they're using his fucking lyrics against him in this, which I think is bullshit.
That is bullshit.
Yeah.
It is insane. Yeah, not fair at all.
These are it's a different time. Like now everything you say can be used, like no matter what, like comedians, art, rappers, doesn't really matter at this point.
Yeah.
Wow, but it's like,
which sucks.
It's not the same across the board though. Cause if you look at like, not even to say the evidence was there, but niggas like Harvey Weinstein and dudes who do like other types of art, it's not like they're using their movies or their scripts and shit against them to prove other crimes. Like,
yeah,
it's targeted towards a certain demographic type of people.
So I don't know if I blame this person, but I knew it was this was gonna happen one day when this nigga TK got locked up, and he made the song The Race, and then I found out that they were gonna use his lyrics from the song The Race in his court case against him. I was just like, oh no, this is not good. I was just like, because your initial reaction is to laugh because that nigga said, nigga, I did the race, like I ran off on the fucking I ran from the law.
And and this nigga shot a music video too.
in front of his wanted poster. It was he did a lot. He's also like
violent.
16.
Yeah.
Again, like, if I'm a judge, I'm gonna be like, okay, nigga. Okay.
You gotta make an example out of this nigga.
I'm not, though. Like, I'm gonna be
You're
like,
not?
No. Because, again,
nigga did a video in front of his wanted poster.
But he's a kid. He really thought he was getting
He's literally laughing out the way. He's thinking nothing can touch him. You gotta touch him.
He's sitting in my courtroom. He knows he can be touched now. He's already learned the lesson.
In the eyes of the law, he's not a kid. Well,
that is true.
Black, you're a grown man from birth.
Nah, he wasn't.
That's a valid point because I wouldn't lock the nigga up either, really. Because
I'm like, listen, we can fix you, dude. Like, you're a wild dick.
But if I see him a second time, I'm throwing a book at him.
Exactly. Like, bro, this, like, you are the wildest dickhead I've ever come across. And you really played with us. And look at you now in a fucking orange jumpsuit sitting in front of me, praying to God that I don't fucking send you to jail for the rest of your life, nigga. Now,
how he conducts himself in that, you know, in that trial or just addressing the court, like however he addresses himself is pretty much going to determine what I would fucking, if he's like being a dick, I'm all right, nigga, I'm bye. Like, I'm hit you with everything. If he's if he looks scared, he looks shook, I'm like, all right, maybe this is a wake up call. Is he like, what happened to him anyway? Like, is he still locked up?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's got life.
Yeah, I think he's sentenced and everything.
That judge clearly didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, he got sentenced to 55 years in prison.
Good God damn.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's tough.
Yo, do you anybody remember Rondo number 9?
No.
Chicago. He no, was I do not. He was like when Lil Durk was first out, Lil Reese, and he was like one of them. And he got caught up in some shit and sentenced. But I can't remember if he got life too. He wasn't out for super long.
45 years.
He got 45 years. Damn.
Yep. It's kind of wild. Cause like niggas like him got 45 years, but then niggas like Little Reese are still having gun battles to this day. I swear, like last summer I saw Little Reese was on Twitter, like, yeah, I got shot.
Yeah, he got shot in his face.
Yep. Survived and
like stealing somebody's car from a parking garage.
Something. He was up to something. Wow. A rap shit slow, bro.
Niggas want to play GTA for real.
Bro, nah. Nigga, it takes like 6 to 8 weeks for the rap check to clear. Nigga, I can get this car off and my bread up by Friday. You know? At least that's my thinking. I'm not a Chicago rap. I'm not from Old Block, so. Thanks. There's different calculus involved there, but
yeah. I guess we should say on a serious note, you know, thoughts and prayers to Young Thug and Gunna.
Thoughts and prayers.
They made some good ass music. Like, you know, I hope
I will still be listening to it all.
Works in their favor, but it ain't looking too good.
I
tied up in none of it because obviously he had, you know, affiliations with them, but.
They can still make music in jail, though.
They can. Lucius Fox did it.
You get to spend the bread on Rondo.
Not Lucius Fox. I'm sorry. Lucius Lyon.
Lucius Lyon. Lucius Lyon.
Yeah, that nigga did it.
Me one of the best fucking tracks in jail, nigga.
Yeah.
Snitch.
Snitch ass bitch. Amazing.
That was a wild ass show.
What a wild time. I was actually watching that shit week to week at one point. That's crazy.
I remember.
I watched the first season.
Yeah.
No, bro, we got deep. We got, I swear we got to season 3. Yeah. We didn't finish season 3.
We got to the point where homegirl got pushed down the stairs or whatever.
Bro, no. We went further than that.
We went further than that?
Because remember, after that, I'm pretty sure is the season where Jesse Smollett got shot and he had PTSD because he took a bullet for his dad.
That is right.
Was it Dej Low?
I thought that was before. Oh shit, that may have been after.
You're right. I swear to God. And then Dej Low was there and she wanted to kill Lucius and she yeah, that was the season finale. Because then she tried to shoot Lucius and Jesse took the bullet for her. And then the next season, I remember the season after started with that nigga doing an anti-gun violence concert and I just turned off the TV and was like, you know what, Empire is over.
If we should rewatch season 1 just to
I'm so down for that. One of the first things that made me want to watch this show, I remember this nigga Wilson was telling me, you need to watch it. This nigga Lucius is one of the greatest characters ever.
Yeah,
he said
the same shit to me. Yeah.
He threw his gay son in the trash in like episode 3. And I was just like, nigga, what? That was
like his biggest line to try to get you to watch it was the fact that he put his gay son in the trash.
The wild thing ever. And I was like, that wasn't me want to watch. I remember watching a scene where they were in a diner and someone does a drive-by on them. And they cut where Lucius jumps to the floor and he has both hands out in the air. But then when we recut back to him, he has a gun in his hand. And I thought it was one of the shittiest cuts I'd ever seen in TV.
Oh, there is.
So I just was like, I've got to watch it. If this is the kind of garbage I'm going to be getting, let's go. I'm excited for this. And then we got some of the worst original songs ever made.
Terrible. Holy shit.
They wanted us to believe so badly that this little nigga Hakeem could make they were like, this is
salute to him because he still had a career after that show. Like he's still working, he's still in shit. I mean, Jesse, we all know what happened to Jesse, but like,
yeah,
a lot of those characters, you don't really, I mean, I haven't seen them since.
No, what did happen to Andre Lyon? The the bipolar light skin of the family.
I have no idea.
It's crazy, but the lighter they were, the more mentally ill they were in that show.
That was very accurate. Lucius being the lightest one, he had all the, he fucking lost his memory at one point, and
yes,
all types of shit. Was it when he was in a coma for like a while or some shit too?
He did. I think he also got shot. Like, yeah, Lucius has been through everything.
Yeah. He's indestructible. This nigga's a Terminator.
Mm-hmm. He's the 50 Cent and Jay-Z and Tupac and Nas rolled up into one.
They really couldn't pick one lane for this nigga to be. Like, I'm like, is he a rapper or is he a producer? Like, what the fuck?
He's also Kanye West. He does it all. Keep up. This nigga, not my favorite.
But he was in the drug game like he was Jay-Z, yep. But he has the ability of fucking Kanye West and the marketing of like Diddy. Kanye, and
move crack like I'm Jay-Z, and I rap like I'm Nas. Get at me.
That was like L.A. Reid.
Yeah, bro. Right.
Way too much shit.
No, this is the word leaving out for people who've never watched.
And he was Master P because his kids were in the game too.
Yes, yeah.
That is true.
No, the real thing about the show that was the part that blew me away, every rapper we just named existed.
That was the biggest problem with it. It's like it was everything exists in the same world. It wasn't a separate world.
Right. So that you want
like me to Jay-Z exists in this world, but Lucius exactly. is just bigger than
so they were like, this nigga dropped something better than the blueprint several times.
And then they play some music and it's like, nigga, this is not
yeah, exactly. And it's just like you don't need to like, okay, for future TV writers, if you want to set it in our world, make it, please do the extra half step of instead of saying,
where yeah, were the writers of Hustle and Flow?
Like, you know this. I was just gonna say that.
We know that homeboy can rap. Terrence Howard can rap. He did it before. Who's writing this shit? And who's co-signing this shit to be any and everyone's agreeing to rapping this shit?
It wasn't the music in fucking Empire wasn't even better than the music in Hustle and Flow when he was.
Hell no! I think that's what we had that bar. We had whooped that trick in the back of our heads. Like, all right, we know Terrence can get busy, and then you hear some bullshit
and
like
that. Had Taraji. It's the same couple. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Bro,
they had the perfect combo and they just fucked it all up.
Crazy? They could have just pretended it was the same people.
Honestly.
They should have.
Could have been the same people just in further along in their careers and boom. And you wouldn't have to explain nothing else to me.
Okay, so this is something I think extra half step. You don't put them in our universe, or you can say it's our universe instead of like, yeah, he's even bigger than JP. The famous New York rapper from who made the outline 1, 2, 3. Please. I would prefer that than if you told me that he made an album better than the blueprint or Stillmatic or Illmatic. And then when we do hear him rap, it's like, oh, bitch, you snitched on me. Tricking hoe, don't you betray me. God damn it. There's a shout out to Empire for giving me years of entertainment.
But the reason why they didn't do that because they had to do all these fucking cameos after season one.
They started seeing
more and more artists jump in the world and being like, oh shit, Lucius, oh, you the one of the goats. Mm-hmm. Come on,
we couldn't pay lyricists to come in and actually write raps because we had to pay Solange her guest fucking appearance fee. Or
low key, should that be our next show?
Empire?
Yeah. Take it off the rails for a little while.
I'm down to do it.
Let's do it.
But this is the thing.
Also, did any of you watch the new season of The Boys?
I've been watching it.
Okay.
My hot take for The Boys, there's nothing the show can do to surprise me anymore.
Yeah, I'm at that point too. But the last episode, it really left a bad taste. Like, I'm not enjoying this season. I will say right now, at this point in time,
I'm okay with the season so far. But for me, everything is just so telegraphed, and I feel like it wasn't in earlier seasons, because like there was a scene where they send Homegirl in to do an assassination. She walks in, right, and the nigga opens up a giant display case that's filled. It's like a probably 7x5 giant display case filled with dildos.
Yeah.
As soon as I saw it, I was like, she's going to shove that through him. She will. I was like, she's probably.
Of course,
In my head, I was like, she's gonna stab him in the ass with it, and that's how she.
Why else would they just show this and then turn away and then?
Exactly. It's you're not. And then there was like a 4 minute long scene.
It was a straight shot of his face, like nothing else, just his face. You don't see where Homegirl went.
Nope.
So yeah, it was clear as day.
Everything.
But the fight with the dildos that she had, that was hilarious. I enjoyed.
Yeah,
that.
No. Then she just was killing people with dildos.
Was hilarious. That's the type of show The Boys is, if you don't know.
Watch The Boys.
Murder with dildos is what happens.
It's trying to be the raunchiest show on TV, and I feel like it's trying to one-up itself when it's like, no, you guys were like awful and raunchy, but like you guys were also like good. It wasn't just the like craziness that made people watch it. Cause like I'm trying to think, like, they just every season, I feel like there's a new weird sex scene, and I'm just like, guys,
nothing beats season one, though.
Nothing beats season one. Season one is the best season of the show.
I feel that. I feel that.
Trey, are you watching it at all?
No, I haven't started it. I've been watching The Wire.
Okay.
Bro, I've been about to start watching that too, actually. I was going to start that and The Sopranos because I never watched either.
Ooh, watch The Sopranos. I watched The Sopranos during COVID. Really good show. I haven't seen The Wire. I watched the first episode of The Wire and then I stopped that show. I'm not going to lie to you, niggas.
There's like a new show that's with the same cast from The Wire.
Yeah.
It just came out recently.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like loosely attached to it, but like just later in time too.
Yeah,
I've heard good things about that too.
Me too. I'm definitely.
The first episode of The Wire did make me want to stop watching it too.
Yo, actually,
like, very very cliche, and like I feel like anybody could have written that script.
Mm-hmm.
It gets better.
Okay.
I watched the first episode of Sopranos. And I'm just like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
The Sopranos
shit is shot and.
I'm not gonna lie, I love The Sopranos. Like I was when I stuck, like I was pretty much hooked immediately. Cause there's no good people in the show at all. Like, keep watching it and you're just gonna watch one of the most self-destructive, terrible families you've ever met and just watch them do awful things to each other and other people. They're all racist to several different degrees. Like, they hate Jews, they hate Black people. It's awesome.
So you're supposed to hate this family, or are you supposed to like root for this family? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, like, you root for them to see how they just make it.
I just started like a kick on like Italian mobster movies because I never watched any of them, to be honest with you. I only watched like maybe a handful, but not the big ones. Like, I just watched, like I told you, the Goodfellas. I just watched that for the first time.
Congratulations.
That shit was really good. I just watched Killing Them Softly yesterday.
Bro, so...
You think you need The Godfathers?
I'm about to watch that. I mean, I've watched Scarface.
Don't watch The Godfather 3.
Don't watch that?
Do not watch it. It is a terrible, terrible film, and it ruins the rest of the trilogy.
Damn.
As a little context...
That much.
Nigga, the director's daughter was cast as the main
character. It's bad.
I didn't hate it that much. For me, I needed to see all of it.
I guess watch it to finish the trilogy, but just know that the director cast his daughter as the main lead, as the main female lead.
And this is like her first acting gig or something?
Yes. She
did not do good.
No.
Yeah.
He was for failure like that. That's fucked up.
The nepotism was going crazy in that one.
She must have.
The first one,
she must have blackmailed this nigga to get in that movie.
No, bro, just nepotism. That nigga was like, she was like, "Daddy, I want to be an actress." He was like, "Oh, baby, perfect. I got this movie coming up. You'll be the main girl."
Stupid. Only, bro. Stupid as hell. Who does that?
She probably
who
like
thinks that's a good idea.
Some shit. And he was like, "Nah, you're not good. You're not just gonna be broke on my watch."
Mm-hmm. And she was like, "He's like, it's the third Godfather movie. It'll bring in
be the fucking lead, bro. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard."
Yep.
Bro, that's just career suicide. You just like.
I love the Godfather movies. 1 and 2 are amazing. I'm glad you watched Goodfellas because Joe Pesci is the best in that movie.
He is the best.
Actually, I was listening to AT Aliens earlier, and it's funny because there's a Goodfellas reference in that verse.
Mm-hmm.
Go get your fucking shine box and your sack of nickels tickles to see you try to be like Mr. Pickles.
Yep.
I love that shit. And I was just like, yeah, Goodfellas is such a good movie. Ray Liotta, rest in peace.
Whole time I was watching it with Athea, she's like, she kept referencing fucking Ashanti's music video with Terrence Howard and shit, because they were doing all the references to the movie. And she kept, I'm like, bro, I get it. I know what the fuck the video was. I get it. But this is where it came from. So can we just.
Yeah.
A lot of things came from that movie. And I had to see if, honestly, it was because of Homeboy's death that was it really made me do it.
Rest in peace, Ray Liotta. I know you're in hell, but still.
I mean, damn.
Probably.
Yo,
5%.
How do you know that to be sure?
Now that you say that, I was talking to my wife the other day, and we were talking about like religion and afterlife and all this bullshit. And I was like, I don't really know none of it. it's all just a bunch of fucking stories and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, yo, it's gonna be dumb funny when I die and wake up in hell. Like, because I don't believe in none of that shit. And I like, if I fuck up and end up there, I'd be like, oh shit, niggas was not playing.
Bro, I feel like we're just gonna end up in a different universe, like as ourselves again.
Oh, this nigga, you've been watching too many isekai anime, nigga. That shit.
That's exactly what I've been doing. That's exactly. Oh, bro, everything I've watched, and even with Marvel, is all about infinite timelines and universes and shit. Like, I really putting this in my head, bro. It's not just me thinking about this.
Yeah. You know what's funny to me? I think that the reason why all these multiversal things are coming up in sci-fi and fantasy and media is because all of us have this kind of innate desire to escape our current reality to a better one.
Which shows you how fucking terrible. Mm-hmm. And bleak it is.
Yeah, it's a very dark thought, isn't it? But if you think about it,
but there's so many people that have the same thought.
Well, look at it. Like, the world is getting worse. Wars are breaking out. Climate is getting worse. We like every year, every
still
like,
no,
year,
still like, no gun control.
Hey guys, you need to cut carbon emissions in 15 minutes, or the world is going to be irreversibly damaged. And then we just like start another war, and like, oh, and then gun, yeah, the guns.
Yeah.
And so everyone just wants to go to a world, wants to live in a world that's better. For everyone, it's different. And that's why multiverses are so cool to people. Yeah, let me go to the fantasy world where I'm a knight and a king and I fight for the land. I want to go to the universe where my parents are alive. I want to go to the universe where kids don't get killed in shootings, you know? But it's because, you know, get a little controversial. Like, I feel like religion is dead. It no longer serves that same concrete purpose that everyone's like, yeah, no, we're definitely going to heaven or hell. Now most days people are like,
eh. Oh yeah, it's a lot of that.
God, like
they used to have that stranglehold over our consciousness of how we think about things, and that shit has it's not the same.
Religion couldn't keep up. Niggas are making custom babies. You can go and get it, like some in vitro shit done and choose the gender of your baby, their eye color, hair color. We can do pretty much whatever. You could get a fucking Gucci symbol on your baby as it comes out. That nigga, anything you want to get done.
Yeah.
For the right amount of money, obviously. Poor people, you don't get any of this. Sorry.
Why would you?
But like, how do you compete with that? How is like, as a, hey, pastor, my brother was going to be born like with Down syndrome, but my mom and dad went to go get some in vitro done, and now he's fine. What did God do? Like, where was God in that? And then the pastor's like,
he provided the facility and the people who helped do that. Now pass that collection plate around. We're gonna pray, real quick. Like, just
that. Maybe I think in a black church. I think in like the white churches, they were like, "Damn, nigga, go ask him yourself. Go pray to him and ask him for the answer." And he went and prayed to God, and I think it was like, I hear nothing, so I'm gonna just assume God was it. Didn't say shit to me, so I.
This nigga left me on red, bro. I don't know what to tell you.
No bullshit. I swear, like in like other religions, like Catholics, Romans, Protestant, God is like, because anyone can talk to God and have conversations, and God can give you the answer whenever, and there's no higher authority level. God is so indispersed and personal now; it don't mean anything. My God says it's okay for me to like call gay people slurs and like burn the Quran and do all those other horrible things that are like pretty unchristian, like,
yeah.
Or it's also God says it's good for me to want lots of money and to work for a company that makes missiles that shoot knives that ends up blowing up school buses. Mm-hmm. Oh,
also believes that all should have AR-15s.
That too. I mean, AR-15s are going to get outpaced real soon.
Yeah, everyone's going to be running straight into rocket launchers, bro.
Nah, I'm not even joking. That's exactly what I was going to say. Niggas are going to start rocking javelins.
No, as soon as I got the details came out about that shit, I'm like, if he can literally at 18 go buy two ARs like that with no license, no nothing.
Well, bro,
like, niggas is gonna be buying rocket launchers in the next 5 years, bro. Like
one transaction,
nigga, a bunch of bullets, all this shit, tactical gear in one go.
2 years, bro. So right now we just sent how much, like $14 billion to Ukraine, and like 10,000 javelin missile launchers. Them bitches is already on the black market. I see my boy sent me a screenshot of that shit where it's like, hey, look, I can order a U.S. javelin missile on the dark web that we just sent to Ukraine. Them niggas is scheming. We are sending them more rocket launchers than there are soldiers to shoot them. And so they're selling off the extras. You are going to find, like, I swear to God, 5 years from now, we're going to see a story like, for the first time ever, someone shot an RPG rocket launcher at a fucking school bus. And yeah, and that's just gonna be it.
And then niggas are gonna be like, and then politicians are gonna be like, the nigga was insane.
Well,
clearly we should have better law enforcement out on the streets. They should have been patrolling. All crosswalks should have a police officer armed, ready at any point in time.
You're thinking too small.
School buses need to be camouflaged. They shouldn't be
visible. That is ballistic.
That is why all kids will now be transported to school in tank carriers. They will be an anti-personnel care.
It's going to turn into a war zone.
Yeah, the school buses are going to be replaced by like fucking Humvees. That's what
during recess they're gonna have, you know, their bunker going through the drills and get into the bunkers and that they have in the back, because
nigga, recess has been gone. Recess was killed when we were kids. Them niggas stopped letting us outside.
They're damn. I mean, in some states that's not the case, because like I said, here they give niggas act like they in high school and in fucking elementary. Like they get the whole, it's like a campus. Niggas can leave and come back whenever they want to. Like, well, like in high school, like I wasn't. It's all in one spot. You couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Nigga, if you left the premises, nigga was on your ass. Like, nigga, what?
Goddamn. My bad. No, you're probably right. They're going to turn like serpentine. That's what gym class is going to be. Serpentine.
Bro, all I hear from Ted Cruz is the same bullshit about doors and fucking armed teachers and shit. And
don't let them niggas talk, bro. I don't believe a word.
One doorway, one point of entry, one with a security guard. Like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah, one way in, one way out. So the schools, the kids won't get shot, but they'll just burn to death when there's a fire.
Yeah, well, I was gonna say, didn't we all learn about the what was it, the Three Corners factory fire or something like that? I remember it was like, yeah, in the 1920s, there was a factory fire at a textile place, and everyone burned to death in it because there was only one way in and out. And that's why there's now emergency exits. And I was just like, huh.
Makes sense.
And part of the reason they couldn't even get into that school to get the dude was because they had the doors in place to stop school shooters. But he was in the room already, locked in, and the police couldn't get in to stop him.
Bro, I'm not. Oh, I don't
believe. They could have got in.
I don't believe a word these niggas say.
I don't believe any of that. It's a story like 9 times. And even if they didn't, like, we all know police are hired to lie.
Bro, the fucking the chief was telling these niggas not to breach over and over and over again. Like, just don't go in. Like, in 45 minutes, kid after kid's getting killed. Don't go in. And eventually, whoever the group was that was right at the door, they was like, fuck this. And they just went in and did it. And they literally, he told them not to go in. And they went anyway. Say, fuck that. Got the kid. Ended it. That could have happened literally 45 minutes ago.
Yep.
Like, however long it took for everybody to get there, that's one thing. But as far as making moves, like, I just sat there and did nothing. Parents are outside crying, talking, you know, begging y'all to do something. Some trying to go in there and do something they damn selves. And y'all putting them in handcuffs because they're disobeying what you're telling them to do. It's like, this is madness. And now the chief won't negotiate. He won't fucking work with the feds or any, or like any...
You know what
he's completely just not saying shit.
Like, you know what the sketchiest thing was that they said? All those kids were shot by the gunman. That sentence makes me think, why'd you have to say that? Did one of those cops shoot a kid? That's my first thought, because now they're not cooperating with the federal investigators. It's like, that's odd. That's peculiar. If you niggas did everything the right way and you guys were...
It's probably due to their response time being so piss poor.
Nah, bro, because remember, they said that this nigga had a pistol and an AR, and he only had an AR. I think that one of them cops shot a kid.
Maybe.
I seen that shit. Man, I don't know. I shouldn't be spreading misinformation. I saw that shit on Twitter, so you never know. It's all the bullshit.
You never know. But it's terrible. And Greg Abbott pretty much straight up said, fuck them kids. Literally said it could have been worse. And that nigga, he has he a VIP section in hell. What
was he that? Could have, oh no, I'm Greg Abbott. He could have brought a broadsword. He could have been in that classroom decapitating those kids. But all he did was he lined them up and shut and used one bullet to kill 6 of them at the same time. Could have been worse.
Could have been worse. They could have been tortured to death.
My favorite meme to come out of this, again, and I know kids died. We shouldn't be making memes, but
hell no.
Listen up, libtards. Active shooters are fucking scary. If my kid needs to die to protect these cops, that is fine by me. Thought that was amazing because they threw it over the Blue Lives Matter logo to make it look like it can absolutely masterclass. But yeah, no.
You need to send that to me.
Yeah, I got you. Cops want to be like, we're the only thing protecting you from Antifin, MC. What's the Mexican
game? Our cops are straight up security guards, nigga. Like, if when it comes to real shit going down,
what is it? MI6, is that the Mexican gang?
MS-13.
MS-13. MI6 is the fucking British Secret Service.
Yeah, you're thinking James Bond.
Yeah, I am.
That's Mission Impossible 6.
MS-13. They're like MS-13, Antifa, Black Lives Matter. They're trying to break into your gated community and cut your head off with a fucking broadsword. And the cops are the only one to protect them. But they have ARs, they have Uzis, they have Tech-9s. We need Gundams. We need Master Chief. we need Master Chief power armor.
Master Chief.
We need to get the Warhammer 40K Space Marines down here. I need ODST drop trop. Like,
that's the title of the episode. We need Gundams.
We need Gundams. In every neighborhood, patrolling each block.
Yeah.
Oh, bro, we just solved everything. What the fuck? Exactly. We just solved gun control. Boom. Get Gundams.
Exactly.
That has to be our first podcast skit. We need to shoot and say advocating for Gundams for all police departments.
And they'll be paid for by the taxpayer, of course. And you may be thinking, well, how does that solve my problem of school shootings? We end schools. We take all the money that we would have given to the schools.
And we fund Gundams.
We just build labor camps to stop inflation.
Exactly. Oh, what are the kids going to be doing all day? That's the brilliant genius of it.
Trades.
We send them to work camps. They mine iron ore for the Gundams.
Get physically built, trained to operate Gundams in the future, and they become our future now, pilots.
Now, boom. First, we will have to develop Gundanium, the special alloy that Gundams are made out of. And so we will need at least 10 of the world's greatest scientists to work on that.
and at the end of the day, all your kids graduate with HVAC certifications.
HVAC certifications and black lung, because they were working in those mines. And don't worry, what are they going to do for retirement? They won't know how to do their taxes. They'll be dead by 27. The black lung is going to go.
Easy.
Yeah, it'll be perfect. Perfect society. No notes. We've done it. We fixed it.
That's the way we're going.
We're going to
have iRobots. I can see that.
Oh my God, yeah, no. Actually, that's the real future. Mm-hmm. Boston Dynamic robots are going to be... are going to be breaking our spine.
Let me have a neighbor that actually has one, nigga. I'm freaking out.
Tesla has one in the works, too.
Nah, bro. The Tesla robot was a nigga in a suit. Did you see their showcase?
I did.
They had they dressed the nigga up like a robot and just walk around. They were like, it's going to look like this, though, I swear. That nigga Elon Musk is the biggest fraud ever, bro. That nigga be like, don't talk. He'd be like, yo, guys, I'll build... Remember when them kids got trapped in an underwater cave? He was like, I can build a submarine that could fit children in it and we'll navigate. These niggas were like, shut up. We already found them. We just swam through them, nigga. You're just chattering. He be just chit-chatting all the time. That's why I don't...
Why you bought Twitter? Shit.
I mean, if he can. I feel like he's... There were some smarter people than me that wrote some articles about it. I got them saved. I need to finish reading them. I also just don't want to pay for the subscription so I can get the rest of the article.
Yeah.
But, they were just saying that like the Twitter acquisition thing is just a way for him to like liquefy some cash and get out and like do something with Tesla stocks. Again, smarter people than me talking on it. I have to finish the article, but
I saw something like that too.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if he.
I know nothing about the dude, but when I heard about that, I was just like, "Yeah, I don't like this." Yeah, I just didn't like it. No rhyme or reason to it.
Yeah, no, he sucks, but it is what it is. I know his father owned an apartheid emerald mine in South Africa.
Oh, so they can all burn it
hell. Yeah, no, they're all looking up at us, from hell. Rest in peace.
Nice.
He's also, you know, no, I'm not gonna turn this into slander Elon Musk pod episode. Okay. Let's end this on a good note. We're getting Gundams in the next 10 years. My kids will be HVAC certified. And when the oceans finally melt and the icebergs melt, you know, the polar caps, all the kaiju that were sleeping frozen in ice will finally arise, and Godzilla, Gorgon, and all those other fucking giant monsters will finally be able to roam free, and that'll also give the Gundam something to do, so they're not just collecting rust.
And then we all unify, and then those fights.
Are the Gorgons the niggas from Toy Soldiers?
No, those are Gorgonites. Those are Gorgonites. There's a difference.
Yeah, I think Gorgon is one of the actual Godzilla monsters. It's Gorgo.
Gorgo.
Yeah.
Toy Soldier. That was my movie name.
Yeah, I used to watch that movie every day.
Right, I had the toys and everything, bro. I love that shit.
Yeah.
Looking back on
it, terrified my cousin with the fucking the big brown nigga. The scary looking nigga. Oh, he was terrified. I used to torture that nigga with him.
Yeah. Mothra, Muto, King Kong, Chodora, Ogodora, and Hedora. All of the classic Godzilla villains. will just rise out of the ocean. And
yeah,
they're in the polar ice.
I did not know he had that many villains.
That nigga's got like, I didn't even name all of them. He has like 13.
Jesus Christ.
They thought he only had smoke with just New York City.
Yeah.
Bro, if you go watch the actual... I don't think I've
ever watched a Godzilla movie.
Yeah, me either.
Watch the most recent one. Not King of All Monsters or the one where he fights Godzilla, but Godzilla. That one. Yeah, that, what did I say? King?
You said Godzilla again.
King Godzilla? Okay, that's funny. Yeah, no, he fights... there was a one that came out. I cannot even remember what year, but it was pretty good.
Yeah, it's Godzilla King of Beasts or King of Monsters or something like that, I think.
Yeah, that's
what I think I'm talking about. Yeah,
I think it's just Godzilla, to be honest.
I don't know much about Godzilla, but I don't like his like real character model. I don't like the chubby Godzilla. I like the one from like 2000 or 1999.
This nigga said he liked the chicken Godzilla. The one that looked like a raptor.
Hell yeah. I like the old school Ninja Turtles, nigga. I like the fucking the dumbass body suits and shit.
No. We're talking about he's talking about the 2000s Godzilla with
How bad is that?
The first one that came out when like in our lifetime.
Yeah, the one where the nigga was God damn it, Jeff Goldblum was in the movie.
Yeah.
He looked like a raptor. He had a big square head and he had babies. Godzilla 90s, yeah, 98. It was in 98, yeah. Matthew Broderick, Maria Patillo. Yeah, no, not a really crazy cast.
Well, Matthew Broderick is a notable name,
he is. He was the main guy.
That's a bad decision.
Yeah, he was the lead, he was in Ferris Bueller, Godzilla, Inspector Gadget, Glory. Yeah, he was Inspector Gadget. That was what I, you know what's funny?
Yeah.
I saw Inspector Gadget before I saw that. So whenever I watched Godzilla, all I could think of was
Inspector Gadget. It's tough. Gadget. You can't, yeah, I would do the same.
Mm-hmm. But.
Inspector Gadget. There's another old classic.
Again, that's what the cops are going to become too. They
all in trench coats, just like that. They're all gonna look like Asians from fucking Matrix and shit.
For the kaijus and the school shooters, the Gundams and Black Lives Matter and MSA 13, you're gonna get the Gundam treatment. But whenever they catch like, you know, some petty shit like someone's been throwing their trash inside of my trash can, I need the cops to investigate. They're gonna be sending like T-100 Inspector Gadgets. Like Terminators, they look like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger to like scan the area and track down your neighbor that threw the garbage out. Actually, they won't even need to do that. Everyone's going to have a Ring camera and they're just going to run back the tape.
Yeah.
Ring cameras are going to come built into houses in the future.
Mm-hmm. They probably already are.
Yeah, they already are for the most part.
Yeah. I've slowly become a Ring hater. I think that they make people paranoid. When all of your local crime is kind of aggregated to one location and anyone can tune in, it makes it seem like crime is running rampant.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. It's the same level of crime that's been here for years. We just now have it on camera.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And yeah, makes people scared to leave their house and all that. Also doesn't help. It's all connected. It's all connected. But is there anything else we wanted to chop it up about?
So much has happened, but of course I always forget.
It's always when we need to talk about it.
Yeah. Next time we record, the finals will be over. It's not like it's crazy like to make a prediction, but we might as well throw one out there for like what you think will happen, what you want to happen.
I think the Warriors are going to win, but I want the Celtics to win.
I agree. Season 7.
We're all on the same page.
I'm putting my heart and soul on that. But I'm just happy we got here. I'm going to keep it 1,000. It's been since fucking 2010 since we got to the finals. I'm just happy we're here.
Yeah.
So everything that's happened is just a bonus. Like, I know that's not like, obviously I want to win it all.
Mm-hmm.
I want us to win it all. But Shit, I'm just happy. Well, being Miami was like winning the chip. My like going through that fucking series, like that shit took the life out of me. Like I was being literally being in Miami watching a game. Was it game two? No, it was game one. It wasn't game one that we got blown the fuck out.
Yeah, that was the. I think yeah, because Jimmy Butler had like 50.
Bro,
probably like
42. That moment in time, I'm like, bro, this might not be it for us. Like this we might reach the end of the road, and to win that series, bro, it was, and it's been a tough road, like seven game series after seven game series.
Yeah, that's not easy.
I guess two really good teams, championship level teams. One won the championship last year. So like,
it's good to see the young guys like the Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown can go to hell.
Jaylen Brown has been hooping, and I love it.
See, we're in two different spots here. I like Jaylen Brown, but that boy needs to go to hell sometimes. That nigga will give you a 41-point game and have 8 turnovers.
That is true, but have you noticed lately his turnovers have been low? It's been JT that's been turning the fucking ball over.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, Marcus Smart has been turning the ball over.
Yeah, I know.
JB anymore right now.
Yeah, it's like a curse that travels between the three of them. All three of them can't just have.
If we could just control turnovers, we never lose. Like we're always whooping ass when we don't turn the ball over.
Mm-hmm.
Those games when we turn the ball over, it's like either close and we win or close and we lose.
We decided that right at the end of the game, we were gonna do some stupid shit to make our possible like 12-point victory. We only won by 4 because we decided, hey, what if I try to do a Euro step down the lane in traffic and throw up a floater.
JT be doing all that dumb shit, man.
Nonsense.
He needs to get comfortable. Like Wiggins have been giving them some fits. I can, and then obviously how Draymond traps on them.
Mm-hmm.
They're throwing everyone. They're throwing their best defenders on JT right now. That's why Jalen's been able to cook.
Exactly.
And even though he's getting Draymond, and he's over here cooking Draymond.
Yeah. Listen. I'm not going to speak on Draymond. Don't care for him as a player. But
I respect him. He's having a terrible series though.
he's just having an everyday.
He's having an awful series, but I still respect him.
Did you see his mom tweet about him?
No.
His mom got on Twitter and was like, y'all need to stop asking me what's going on with Draymond. I don't know what's happening, but he's not playing the way he's supposed to.
She kept it real though. And she's always been that way. She'll call him out in a heartbeat. But like, let's not do that. Let's not get her involved like that because let's just keep our attention on saying fuck Draymond every time he's in Boston. Because I love that. And anyone who complains about that, you're fucking soft to get over it.
Draymond loves being hated. Let's not pretend.
He wants to be the villain.
My God, if that was Ben Simmons in that situation, oh my God, he would probably have a panic attack on the court.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, he literally loves the attention. Fuck him.
Is Ben Simmons worth anything? Like, do you think he'll ever amount to anything?
That's a million-dollar question. Who the fuck knows? He could come back and be totally fine and be better than he was, or he could just be a shell of himself from here on out. Like, I have no idea. All I know is that at some point he's going to have to go back to Philadelphia. He plays in Brooklyn. They play like 4 times a year. You're going to have to play him. You can't be ducking the smoke forever. You're going to just have to take it like a man. They're going to boo you. They're going to hate you. It is what it is. Get over it. Like Philadelphia and Boston, like those are the places that you're going to get booed. Like every time Kyrie comes back, we boo, even though I don't even agree with it half the time. But we boo the shit out of him.
I do boo that man. Send him to hell. But then again, I was one of those few people who were like, don't trade for Kyrie. We don't need him. Get a big. Isaiah Thomas, like, underpay him. He's asking for like 26 mil. Don't
give him. Threw that nigga to the side so fast, and his fucking market just plummeted.
Mm-hmm.
Once they found he was hurt, because we traded him to Cleveland. Nigga didn't play for like half a season or something like that. Came back, was ass because he was still kind of hurt and hasn't played in forever. Then he gets traded to fucking LA, or he got traded a whole bunch of different places. And then he's in the G League. He comes back for like a 10-day contract. He's still trying to hoop. Mm-hmm. And it's like, damn, you were once about to get like a max deal with Boston. or with somebody because of how he was performing. And now he's just, I remember that tweet talking about Lil the Brinks truck. That nigga never saw a cent.
Bro, when he said that, I was so mad. I was just like, nigga, shut up. Take whatever they give you. You are 6 feet in the league. You are short for your position.
But think about it, he was like the last pick in the draft. Like to be that longevity to come that far.
I respect him.
I want my money too. Shit.
No, I do. But still. Let's pray for the Celtics, fellas. And on that note, thank everybody for listening. We're not here to be right. Tune in next week when we record. The finals will be over. We'll have more VV for you. And well, hey, we'll probably even start Empire. Who fuck knows? But until then, check you niggas out.